from KQED.
If there's one person you'd expect to have an electric car, it's Venkat Srinivasan. He heads up battery research at Lawrence Berkeley National Lab.
I'm actually in the market for a new car, and I would love to buy an electric car, but there are practical problems.
Srinivasan is driving around the lab's Berkeley Hill campus in a mini electric car, sort of like a golf cart. When it comes to a full-size version, there aren't many that would work for his daily 70-mile commute. The Nissan Leaf goes about 75 miles before it needs to be recharged. The top-of-the-line sedan from Tesla goes 300, but it's much more expensive.
What we want to do is get cars that go 200 miles, but you can buy them for the cost of, say, a Toyota Corolla or a Toyota Camry. Where we are today in battery technology, we need a lot more work before we can get there.
Lithium-ion batteries, the ones in today's electric cars and cell phones, have come a long way in the last 20 years, packing twice as much energy in the same amount of space.
That sounds like a big thing, except if you compare it to, say, semiconductors, the evolution is very, very slow.
Computer chips have doubled in speed every 18 months. Srinivasan says today's lithium-ion batteries have improved about as much as they can. What's needed is an entirely new battery.
So here is our special printer. We actually call it Megatron.
Christine Ho is a co-founder of Imprint Energy. She's showing me around the company's Alameda lab, which looks kind of like a screen printing shop. The batteries are printed in layers. She shows me one the size of a postage stamp. It's paper thin and bendable.
A lot of our customers, and I think just consumers in general, they just want things to be thinner.
Lithium-ion batteries don't perform well when they're paper thin, so Ho came up with a new type of battery chemistry using zinc.
I used to like to tell investors that the main components in our battery are also found in vitamins, but then they used to challenge me to eat my battery as well.
Ho says the battery could show up in laptops, electric cars, or because it's flexible, in wearable electronics, like a cell phone on your wrist. Imprint Energy is just one of 40 companies working on battery technology in the Bay Area. Many are startups that have tapped into millions of dollars of Silicon Valley venture capital. But Ho says building hardware takes longer than building software. And software is what Silicon Valley is used to.
What's been difficult is that the investment community has really had a challenge with how long it takes for these technologies to be mature enough that they'll be accepted.
But the potential payoff of a battery breakthrough is so large, major corporations are also getting in the game.
So maybe the best would be to start in the back room here.
Researcher Brian McCloskey reaches into a sealed-off work area at IBM's Almaden Research Center in San Jose.
So these are the cells.
He holds up a test battery that uses lithium, but it has two little tubes sticking out.
You're feeding a gas into your battery on one side. This gas just so happens to be air, ambient air.
Today's batteries are self-contained packs of chemistry, but IBM's battery would use oxygen from the air for its chemical reaction. That means the battery could be smaller, lighter, and more powerful, something that's crucial for electric cars. McCloskey says it could take a decade to develop, but IBM is hoping the battery will take cars 500 miles on a single charge.
You know, if you could envision powering every single car in America with a battery that has IBM stamped on the side of it, that has a huge market.
Venkat Srinivasan at Berkeley Lab is also trying to jumpstart battery development. The lab is part of a research hub organized by the U.S. Department of Energy. Its goal? To make a battery that holds five times more energy at one-fifth of the cost. Oh yeah, and in the next 5 years.
This obviously is very, very challenging, but I think we're aiming for something very big. It's like a moonshot.
Srinivasan says the key is getting the technology into the hands of companies quickly.
What we're trying to do here in the long term is trying to find a way to create a battery industry in the United States. Today, in the United States, we don't do much battery manufacturing, and so we've lost all those jobs.
The Department of Energy has committed $2 billion in grants and funding for battery companies and research, but the competition from Asia is tough. Two U.S. companies have already folded. Locally, some folks are planning for the jobs that the fledgling industry will hopefully bring. San Jose State University is launching a new battery course to train workers. Classes begin in the spring. I'm Lauren Sommer, KQED News.
Support for KQED science and environment coverage is provided by the S.D. Bechtel Jr. Foundation, the David B. Gold Foundation, and the Dirk and Charlene Cabsonell Foundation.